President Bush is in Louisiana this morning speaking about trade issues at the Port of New Orleans. It's the end of a two-day trip in which the president went to three states to focus on economic issues. Yesterday, he visited a John Deere harvester factory in Moline, Illinois, and a farming community in Missouri. The president again called for more tax cuts as a way to give a boost to the economy. He's also urged the Senate to give him the authority to negotiate trade deals to open up markets around the world to U.S. goods. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This trip by the president is designed to highlight his economic agenda, but with U.S. troops stationed in Afghanistan searching for Al-Qaeda and Taliban leadership, the president never goes anywhere these days without talking about America's commitment in the war on terrorism. Here he is yesterday speaking to a crowd in an airport hangar in Springfield, Missouri.
My biggest job is to prevent the enemy from hitting us again, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
But the president also links the war effort to efforts at home to turn the economy around. He says steps are being taken to prevent future terrorist attacks here and predicts that when Americans feel safer and more secure, then consumer confidence will improve, which will in turn help improve the state of the economy. In this part of Missouri, which is dominated by farmland, the president also called on the U.S. Senate to give him something the White House calls Trade Promotion Authority. It used to be known as Fast Track Authority. With it, the president can negotiate trade deals that Congress can then vote up or down, but not change.
In order to make sure people can find work, this nation better knock down trade barriers. You see, one of the things we're good at, really good at, is growing food. We're the best in the world. And it makes sense that if we're good at growing food, that we ought to be trying to sell it not only at home, but when we have a little extra, overseas.
Then there's the issue of taxes. The White House pushed through a sweeping $1.35 trillion tax cut last year. Some Democrats say that tax cut ate up the budget surplus and was the wrong approach to take. Now with the economy in recession, they say money may not be there for priorities. But the president's answer is to press for even more cuts this year as an economic stimulus.
If people have more money to spend, it means somebody has got to produce more for them. And the producers then need to hire people. It's economics 101. Except sometimes people in Washington haven't taken the course.
Some Democrats, of course, argue that it's the president's plan that doesn't make sense. This is, after all, a congressional election year. The president's comments are part of a White House strategy to continue to pressure Democrats on the tax issue during a year in which control of the House and the Senate are at stake. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the president in Aurora, Missouri.